A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. Should we go for one? Okay, on this.
Could I have a bit of powder on the...
Great. Okay. It's like being back on... Have I got news for you? I actually have got news for you. Okay. Serious face. First of all, here's the system. It's very clear. There's a state of alert from 1 to 5. Simple. Clear. And here we are at level 3. Point... 5, that's sort of wobbling somewhere actually between, I'd say, what is that, 3.8-ish and 4.15, would you say? Perfect. We're rolling out a system already seems to need refinement by a factor of 10. Now, you should go back to work. Now, remember, if your chauffeur's already dead, then rickshaws or sedan chairs are absolutely fine. And if you're poor, then you're silly, and you should have worked harder before this. Do you remember how I once said that we need inequality? Well, you obviously weren't listening, and it's your fault that you didn't get a good education. Right, now, here I am, trying to look statesmanlike, a great bear of a man, beat off coronavirus, even though beating off isn't something I'm particularly used to, and I'm saying to you now, we have to move forward. And what I'm saying is that, look, it's great. It's great that you're safe. But me and the gang, we're not making coin off you anymore. And so in a caring way, we need you back at your stations producing coin for us. If you consider that your average worker in Tesco's produces over $8.5 grand of profit for us every year, well, we want that money. And we want it to keep coming in. And I can't stress this enough. We want it so badly that we don't mind if some of you die. Imagine how hard this is for us, telling you to, in the nicest possible way, get out there and make us some coin. We want coin. And we are with you. Every step of the way, our arm around your trembling shoulders, gently but insistently ushering you out there to fend for yourself, almost like we were coaxing a sobbing girlfriend into an abortion clinic. Of course I care, but let's just get it done, shall we? And by we, I mean you. Look, I'm on the brink of tears. So moved am I by my own rhetoric, and by my rhetoric, I mean this gubbins someone else honked out. I think his name's Steve, is it something like that? So, off you go. Make my friends some coin. They miss coin. We all miss coin. But me and my friends are bored of not counting new coin now. Go and do it. Stop crying. Thank you. God save the coin. Well, come on, you've had over 12 hours to sort everything out. Off you go! Just like that. I hope you're all right today. I hope your family's okay. Carenza, our thoughts go out to you right now. She has a 19-year-old son who is quite abruptly now going to have to go back to work, I think on a building site. She says, we'll see what the situation is this week. Ollie, who's also one of the participants of this podcast, says these places are their own mini universes and that her son is at the bottom of the food chain. He's anxious to be one of the lads. It's an age group with high risk behaviours, the expendables. Hopefully the gang he works within will be sensible and do what they can, but time pressures, the need to get the job done, the general irresponsibility, macho atmosphere and sense of immortality of young men, it doesn't bode well for families. No, those are very good points. And obviously, Carenza, we're thinking of you and your son, and we hope he stays safe. Rick says, I'm glad I have a day off. Tomorrow is going to be, that's today to you, is going to be the mother of all fustercluck. I don't know what that is. We must insist on the social distancing if it's not being provided, if necessary, in writing. Also, it's a good day to join a union. Yes. Best wishes to you all. I would say unions could be quite handy right now, couldn't they? That's sort of what unions are for. It's protecting you. Maybe a union is a good way forward right now. Let's do that. Let's unionize. Let's move on though also to a heartwarming story. This comes courtesy of Hannah Brown, a new Patreon. Thank you very much, Hannah. This is a heartwarming story of a reluctant divulgement because celebrities in general, they don't like to talk too much about, you know, good deeds they've done. Nick Knowles, more than anyone, hates to talk about the good things he's done, but reluctantly he's divulged this. He says, this is about Captain Tom. So Captain Tom was being deluged by the press, and a big-hearted guy who cares too much, whose eyes have seen too much pain, Nick Knowles, kindly sorted out some help. He said, I was able to get some friends in the building industry. Luckily, I've got a massive contact book there. Oh, it's so massive. Everyone who sees it. And a friend called Louise, who works in the fencing industry, managed to pull together a team that could go down and put up a fence to protect him and his family and make them feel a bit more secure along the front of their property. I was able to line up somebody, a proper PR person, who could actually look after and help them with handling the world's press, which actually might sound like a very small thing, but it's very stressful because obviously they were getting calls morning, noon and night and barely sleeping, and actually having somebody who knows how to control that, it helped enormously. So that's really it. I was able to help them so that they could organise a bit better and feel a bit more protected, a bit safer, and sleep a bit better. So I was very pleased. Knowles divulged, says the article. Thank you for that, Hannah. God, that man just makes my heart burst. He's so wonderful. Here's something for you. It's Pablo Bonzo on the nose flute. if you told me when I began my journey into this podcast that I would be sitting at 7 o'clock in the morning watching a man staring at me quite intensely with a plastic thing clamped to his nose honking out a tune of mine, I wouldn't have believed you, but I'd have been as entertained and thrilled as I am now. Thank you for that, Pablo Bonzo. That's something truly, truly unique, hopefully. And we will sort out the band, by the way. Nose flutes, welcome. That's definitely going to be sort of the next project. And also I'm thinking about starting up a game of Werewolf with any Patreons who are up for it, because I really like the game Werewolf and I think it would be fun. I just need to work out one part of the mechanism and we're off and away. While we're on the subject, though, of the talents of the people who listen to this podcast, it turns out Ollie, you know Ollie, yeah, Ollie, writes some absolute bangers. I mean bangers. He's on Spotify under the moniker One Eye. That's numeric one, lowercase I, One Eye. And his tune, Staying Home, brackets, lovely jubbly, close brackets, is really great. It's worth listening to. He tweeted it saying, this is a sort of song for our times. He wrote it in October, somewhat presciently. It's a great song. It's not for kids. Although I would say if you're about 12, you'd think it was the best thing ever because it's got some slightly rude words in. We have so many other business to take care of. We commemorated VE Day. I was a bit grouchy about it last week. Sorry about that. That's sort of, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyway, Hedy says, with regards to VE Day, Hedy says, "Dear Jake, I have never worn a flag. I have little sympathy with the, quotes, Union Jack, unquotes, and I could never wear a Manchester United shirt, though I feel bound to both concepts of nationhood and Bobby Charlton. I remember today my grandfather's. The first lived during the war for 5 years in the Bahamas behind a desk drinking coffee, and the other ran away from North Africa. I salute them both as I would not be here otherwise." Quite right. Listen, quitting is almost always a good thing. Don't hold me to that. Still with grandfathers, though, David James got in touch. "Hello, Jake." "Hello. I almost fell off my bike this morning when you implied, 5 minutes into today's pod, that Grandpa Joe, whom I am sure you know by now is a character in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, may have had a dependency on Colombia's most lucrative export." Did I? I don't remember. I just don't remember. This is because this exact same allegation has been levelled in the past at the bedbound Workshy codger. In the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the actor Jack Albertson can be seen to have a pair of, quote, coke nails, unquote. I had no idea this was a thing. Namely, a single fingernail on each hand, kept a great deal longer than its neatly trimmed, keratinous chums, allegedly to assist the preparation of illicit powdery substances in the absence of an American Express black card. A more innocent explanation offered up on the internet in the heat of this debate is that Albertson was a banjo player and may have maintained these nails longer for finger-picking purposes. But as one Reddit commentator alleged, if you look closely at the opening scenes of the film, you can clearly see his meth paraphernalia stashed under the bed. Thank you very much for that, David. Yes, I used to work on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. It was a very cruel environment. I did not like it. And one of the writers did do a very good joke at the expense of one of the celebrities who featured and starred in that show. Saying that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory were his two favourite things.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Laura has been in touch, and this is very sweet. She says, "Hello there. After being mentioned in Friday's podcast before that beautiful song, I just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you to the Not Today Thank You listeners who have tweeted me the most gorgeous messages of love and support over the last few weeks. It's been quite overwhelming." Yes, Laura co-produced Now Wash Your Hands, and her stepfather caught coronavirus and passed away. Yes, some of you sent some really lovely messages to her, and that's so nice of you. She had a tough time. In particular, she'd like to thank Blousy Rose, Vegetectus, Martin with an I, Ollie, Carenza, Jem, Rick, Jack and Pablo, who have checked in a lot and or said lovely, funny, positive things, and everyone who said something. I've read it and it means a lot to me and it truly helped. That's very nice, isn't it? She says, "I can't be a apostle. It's not my word, because I work with Jake a lot, and so I have to attempt to keep his ego in check." Good luck with that. "But you apostles are a lovely bunch. Jake has been a wonderful friend and colleague to me throughout this horrible time, and it's nice to see that such an..." Oh, no, I'm just going to stop now. Anyway, she says, "What excellent listeners I have, and I heartily agree." She says, "I'll stop now. It's starting to feel a bit weird, but I wanted to say thank you. Thank you. I'm waving through the window at you all." Oh, I sort of rattled through that one a bit because I don't want to, can't get caught up in the emotion of it. It's Monday morning and we've all got to go back to work. You can email nottoday@swanburst.com about anything you like, really. Pat's got an idea for something we could talk about, and he says, "Hi, since the Not Today Thank You podcast has grown into a joyous community." And it really has. You guys. I thought maybe we might let everyone know a bit more about us, so we can all submit a short bio, so we all have a handle on the listenership. "I'll kick off with mine, if that's okay," says Pat. "I was discovered by students using a metal detector, found under a soiled mattress in Grimsby. I've gone on to find some fame as a fish translator and conducting pioneering research into the twanginess of school rulers. As of 2019, I spend most of my free time training eels to use kitchen equipment, though this has met with only partial success. I did get a juvenile conger to correctly load a half-full dishwasher. Along with shoelace tying since the age of 27, I consider this a milestone." Listen, you're doing better than Eamon Holmes. He can't do shoelaces up. "And my future goals include levitation and finding some way of controlling the weather with clusters of small magnets. I have no religion, but I do believe Gonzo was indeed great. Hope everyone is keeping safe and well, Pat." Thank you, Pat. Not today at swanburst.com if you'd like to send me your bio. On the note of Gonzo and the great Gonzo, I've got another thing you should watch on Disney Plus if you've got it. There's a show called Prop Culture. I cannot attest to the series, but the last episode is about the Muppet movie. It's this guy, he collects like movie paraphernalia and he tries to go and like hunt down bits from films. And the last one is the Muppet movie. And if you've seen the Muppet movie and you even remotely like the Muppet movie, it's just a lovely thing. It's very emotional and very lovely. So give that one a go. All right, fine. I'm glad we've had this little chat. I observed on Twitter yesterday that the Boris speech was like watching an ex-boyfriend you've decided that you're absolutely over turning up and making a speech that he's convinced is definitely going to win you back. We are really good to get... No, we're not. And you love me... No, I don't. Anyway, it was a bit like that. And that prompted some nice replies, which I can't find now. Which prompted some nice replies. Vegetector says, "He's never been my ex-boyfriend. He's always wanted me, but I've always laughed in his face and told him to buzz off. Now, this is like he's trying poetry on me." Sad little man. Celia says, "So much of an ex, I didn't even watch it, but I took great pleasure from seeing all the comments about how dreadful it was." Oh, yeah, that's like the... How's he doing? How is Steve? Yeah, he's not. Oh, really? Oh, cool. Lizzie Roper added, "Yes, and then he murders you." Which, okay, all right, Lizzie. You didn't have to amp it up quite that much. And Isabel said, "It's exactly this, but mercifully missing the impenetrable stanza from Marvel. This is a real life experience. I still don't understand what the quotation meant." Wow. All right. So is this something to do? I feel like there's some conversation to be had here. Like conversations with your ex, things they've done to try to win you back. And did it work? And what did they say? Was it pure cringe? Or did you go with it? I'd love to know. It's not today at swanburst.com. I broke up with someone once and she was... determined to sort of try to win me back and said, "I will show you." And I was like, well, okay, I don't know. I mean, this, you know, it's not like I've had a better offer. Okay. She took me to see the Cirque du Soleil. And I must say, it was very good. So we went out again for a bit, but it was still a catastrophic idea. But it was a great night out. Anyway, what have you got? Do share it. What we have to do, though, finally, is come over to David Alt and his Alt universe. He says, "Good morrow, good people of Yap Planned. Yapan? Yapitania? Yap? Anyway, as you know," he says, I mean, you might not know, "over the weekend I ran a poll.
Yes, this is at Not Today Pod on Twitter if you'd like to check it out. I ran a poll to explore the foods you like the least, to find the uber ugh, the least liked food of our podcast listeners. The results were amusing, contradictory, and revealing. And I came to my final list by cross-referencing foods that came up a number of times from different people. He says, so the five votes for poop in a satchel didn't count, as they all came from the same person. I don't know. That wouldn't be coincidence. Anyway, he says, I shall put these up on Twitter as polls in batches of three a day. What we'll do is we'll do, should we go through Mondays? Let's go through Mondays. We'll do a countdown. All right. In group A of least liked foods, we have avocado, cauliflower, oysters, and coconut. What are you talking about? Avocado? It's one of the single greatest foodstuffs ever. In group B, it's meat. Meat. Just meat. That's not me. That didn't come from me. Baked beans, celery, and coriander, or cilantro for the Americans. In group C, sweet potatoes, mushrooms, bananas, and salmon. Salmon! Sweet potatoes, man. I get it, but it's sort of like, it's like sweetening Marmite on toast. Like, that's not the thing to sweeten. A potato doesn't need to be sweetened. Don't sweeten it. Don't sweet. It's fine. It's mushy and slightly slimy and, like, sweet, but in the wrong ways. Pointless. I think I'm with you on a lot of these. So there you go. We'll have some more of them tomorrow. There's some good ones. Wow. Some good ones coming up across the week. Thank you so much, David, for compiling that. And that's it for today's podcast. We will, of course, be back tomorrow with another one. You can always get in touch. I'm guessing there's going to be a fair amount of controversy sprouting up around these bad foodstuffs. Some of my favourite foods were in there. God damn you all. It's at Not Today Pod on Twitter. There is a Facebook page. And also, it's nottoday@swanburst.com if you would like to email. Take care of yourselves. Really take care of yourselves. I'm sort of just a bit worried, frankly, about all of this business. And do think about unionizing and check out Ollie's stuff. One eye on the Spotify. All right, lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
There was I digging a hole 2 meters wide. It wasn't, it was me and Terry. Now what was we supposed to do? The foreman said, keep your social distance, but the hole measured 2 by 2. Well, Terry must be having a laugh, trying to protect himself with a scarf. Said we're stuck in a hole, can't live off the dole. I don't know why we're risking life and limb to build a building nobody can occupy. Well, Terry turns to me, says, Bernie, mate, I must admit I'm feeling peaky and I think I'm coming down. Off goes he, goes up to his family on the tube across town. And the foreman says to me, keep propping up the false economy. Cause we're stuck in a hole, everyone's on the dole, and that's why you're risking life and limb to build a building nobody can occupy.
And then the foreman, he says to us, he says, go home, lads, let's get out of here.
We'll get out of here, one thing's clear. We should be at home, all tucked up safe and sound with our precious family. And we was overjoyed. Cause I'm really quite keen to be in quarantine rather than be employed.
That's what we said to the foreman. He said, you know the rules, 2 metres. Me and Terry, stuck down that hole. Dear, oh dear. Time for a cuppa, I think. Here, wipe the rim.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.